All right, nice to have you back with us. Andy Baggerly joins us from Los Angeles. Of course, Andy, Extra Bags on Twitter. He writes for The Athletic, and we love having him on. Extra, how are you?
Hey, Marty, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Glad to be with you today. And, boy, a lot going on. First of all, I follow you on Twitter, of course. Every tweet, we get some information. Alex Dickerson, you had some information on him today.
Yeah, a little Alex Dickerson information. He is returning to San Francisco, or has returned, or is in the process of returning to San Francisco to get an injection, presumably cortisone, but something that's going to try to help him manage some pain in that oblique back area. And as Bruce Bochy said, you know, the scans don't show anything is structurally strained in there, but obviously he is dealing with the discomfort. Hey, you know, this is a guy who has hit when he's been on the field, but they have to know that they can count on him, and they have to get some assurances that, you know, maybe he's somebody that, that can go out there every day if they do plan to have him as an everyday player next year. So Bruce Bochy said it's important that he comes back and plays again this season so they can gather a little more information about him. And, you know, that's always been the thing that's kept him from establishing himself as a big leaguer to this point. And, you know, it's you never question someone playing through pain, but structurally – they say that they wouldn't put him out there if they could see something on the scans. And they don't see that, so they're going to try to help him manage this discomfort so they can try to get some production out of him again. So that's your Alex Dickerson update today.
All right. Well, they're going to try to get him on the field again. And, you know, it sort of epitomizes the issue of September, is he's got to evaluate people in September. And I fooled around with this on the postgame last weekend. The things that Farhan would like to see in September. And Dickerson was right up there with me, and I thought, you know, watch him play and watch Yastrzemski play some more. But Yastrzemski is answering the bell. I'm not so sure there's an issue around him anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think that durability is just so important in this game. And we lose sight of that for a few reasons. You know, all the platoons, all the ways that starters are sort of having their innings managed. We're seeing it most, I think, in the bullpens where guys are kind of imploding. And, you know, you look at the upper minors of all these teams and they don't have really a next wave of high octane arms because they've depleted through them so fast. So, you know, it's a good reminder that durability is so important in the game. And that comes with consistency and consistency of performance. It's not just getting on the field and staying on the field. That's a challenge in itself to be healthy enough to do that. But then also to, you know, be able to manage through the nagging injuries that everyone deals with and to keep that level of performance relatively consistent. That's a tough thing to do. And I think it's the thing you learn to do as a big leaguer. And maybe it's a little more of a challenge these days, even though guys aren't playing as much. It maybe means that you don't find as many people who have conditioned themselves to be that sort of durable presence. So I think that's a very important thing in today's game. And when you find somebody who can do that, that shows you how valuable they are.
Okay, and Yastrzemski would fall into that category because he's answered the bell just about every day since they brought him up. Cueto comes up for me. I know they'd love to get him on the mound. He was going to do a bullpen. Any news on that?
Yeah, he did throw his bullpen, and that seemed to go well. We didn't get an official update on it or a new date to when he might be activated or start. Or if there's going to be another throwing session or something in between. I assume post-game we'll probably hear something about that. But he did throw his pen, and all went well, so that was not pushed aside or pushed back. So that is good news right there, and we'll find out just how optimistic everyone is after watching him throw. But there was no pregame update today, so maybe we'll find out a little more tonight or tomorrow.
You wrote a great game story last night on the 5-4 win. It was very exciting. It was a good baseball game. And you talked a lot about Bochy and the pregame ceremony. It wasn't a bottle of wine this time. It was something very special for him. And you really captured it. I thought you did a nice job explaining the emotion of the night last night.
Oh, thanks, Marty. Yeah, the Dodgers, you know, I give them a lot of credit. This was probably the classiest and most thoughtful of all the little pregame Bochy moments that we've had this season. And, I mean, gosh, they even showed some Giants World Series highlights on the Dodger Stadium Diamond Vision. So, you know, that I don't think that's something the Dodgers or the Giants would maybe do for the Dodgers if roles were reversed. But, you know, that's just how much they think of him, and the fact that Vince Scully sort of came out of retirement, I guess you could say, to sort of narrate and appear on the video screen and say so many nice things about Bruce Bochy. And the Dodgers did their homework. They wanted to find some connection to the Dodgers, and they found one when they figured out that Bochy used to come down from Melbourne, Florida to Vero Beach and see the Dodgers in spring training, mostly because he wanted to catch a glimpse of Sandy Koufax, who was already into his career, you know, sort of coaching and helping on the side. He retired as a player by then, but just found out about the reverence that Bochy had for Koufax, and that's why presenting him with that framed and autographed and inscribed jersey with a message from Sandy wishing him health and happiness and respect for what he's accomplished. That meant a lot to him. And he said that Dave Roberts sort of gestured like he should take the mic. And he's like, no, lightning's going to strike me if I talk to this crowd at Dodger Stadium. But polite applause for someone wearing a Giants uniform at Dodger Stadium. And then Bochy goes out and gets a matchup in the fifth inning with Yastrzemski and kind of outfoxes the Dodgers and wins a game. And he's 106, 107 in his career at Dodger Stadium. So he's managed a season and a third here in this ballpark, in that dugout, which is a lot more than a lot of Dodger managers have managed. Just goes to show how much time he's logged in this game.
I love to see him managing against Dave Roberts. I love to see the wheels turning. I used to enjoy watching Art Howe and Ken Maka go against Mike Socha, because Socha ran that American. You were down there. You remember Socha ran that the National League game, and he'd be running all over the place, and Art Howe and Maka would be pitching out and all that kind of stuff. I love watching Bochy with the wheels turning, and they were turning pretty good in the fifth inning last night.
Yeah, and Bobby Cox and Bochy, they pitch out against each other all the time. And
wasn't that great?
They both just loved it. They loved it. La Russa, to a lesser extent, too. But in that that piece that you mentioned, you know, I pulled out some quotes from an interview I had last week with Glenn Hoffman, the Padres' longtime third base coach, who was a coach on Bochy's staff for a year. And he told me about a time that he's running the Dodgers in instructional league, which is, you know, the just drafted players playing basically scrimmage games in October, and Bochy's running the Padres instructional league team. Nobody knows who any of these kids are. They just came out of the draft. And Hoffy's like, I'll never forget Bochy pitched out and got my guy. And I was like, how did you know? How could you possibly have picked up any kind of, bit of scouting acumen to be able to know that? And Bochy's like, I don't know, Hoffy. So, you know, that tells you how prepared he was, even when he was back in instructional league.
I love it. I think it was great. Great theater last night. We'll see what Gonsolin and Beattie, as pitchers, if they can keep the game close and, you know, have some interesting moments. Andy Bagley with us of The Athletic, of course, at Extra Bags with two Gs on Twitter. Mauricio Dubon. Andy, someone talked about him like he was a kid from the Sandlot. He's got that look, and he's got the hands, and he's not intimidated by anything, and you did write about him as well last night.
Yeah, boy, he's just refreshing, isn't he? Just fun to watch. You can tell he's wide-eyed and excited to be here, but not in a way where he's overwhelmed, and that's just so unique. And he the first pitcher he faced all season was Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw starting a rehab game for AAA Oklahoma City, and they were facing the Brewers affiliate, and Dubon had a couple at-bats against him and went hitless. And based on that, he's like, okay, I know he's going to pitch me in. And that's what he looked for. I'm going to look in. If he throws me away, I'm just going to take it. And so Kershaw could have maybe frozen with something on the outside corner, but, hey, he was right. He pitched him in, and he roped a double and a home run. And pretty amazing that no Giant had ever had two extra base hits against Clayton Kershaw until last season, when both Evan Longoria and Hunter Pence had two double games against him. And now Mauricio Dubon is in his, eighth major league game. He pulls the trick. So, and he's talking about it, saying, you know, I had to go back to the dugout. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe what I just did. But now I got to flush that and go out and play defense. So, but you could just see how much how wide-eyed he is and how all this is just so cool to him right now. And I think that's what makes fans gravitate to players like that is you're almost reacting the way, you know, you or I would if we were in fantasy camp, except it mattered and you're playing in a big league game and kind of pinching yourself. So that's always cool to see. And, and, uh, It's also cool to see, we asked him if he was thinking about hitting a triple for the cycle in his last at bat. And a lot of guys will say, oh, no, not really, or whatever. But he's like, heck yeah, I was trying to hit it in the gap, and I wasn't going to stop around second. So you love the honesty there.
I thought Wotus had a great game last night. And I said earlier in the show, when someone gets thrown out, you notice it. But he was waving them in last night, and they weren't gimmies. And I thought he had a great game last night.
He's had a great season. He's had as good a season by a third base coach as I've ever seen. It's been amazing. And that's why I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know who they're going to hire. I do think that Ron Wotus and Bam Bam will be considered as part of this process. I don't know how deeply they'll be considered. I do think we've sort of assumed for a long time that they're going to go to the outside world. I'll tell you what, the way that things were looking in early June, it looked like absolute that they're going to go to the outside world to make a hire at manager, the way the team was going, but they've played better. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think that there always has to be room for a Ron Wotus on your coaching staff. I mean, he's been such an asset at third base and what he does with the infielders. I think it really would be short-sighted to let him go and really to give him a shot to show to tell you why he could be a good choice to manage, too.
Well, that's why he's the professor. Andy, thank you so much. We're going to run, and I always appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you this week.
Thanks, Marty. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll see you back at home.
All right. That is Extra Bags on Twitter. He writes for The Athletic. Nobody better. He really comes up with good stuff. I like it. All right. Giants pregame continues, and we're going to do a little talk back and other things right after this.